Well, people who are familiar with the CM2 or CM5, especially the CM2 and CM Fortran, will be very comfortable with the concept of a template, because the programming model for the connection machine was famous for the concept of a virtual processor. And essentially, a template is the set of virtual processors. And the idea of a template, I guess, to me is very reasonable, because if you take any problem, there's essentially, at least if you view it as a data parallel problem, there is almost always a sort of maximal amount of parallelism. If you look at the Jacobi iteration, there's a maximal parallelism coming from it from doing every grid point on a separate processor. That's the maximal amount of parallelism that's reasonable. If you do particle dynamics, the parallelism is the number of particles. So if you take any sort of physical problem, there's usually some sort of fundamental entity, and there's a maximal parallelism coming from putting one of those fundamental entities on one node of a processor. Now, you never put one fundamental entity on a node of a processor for two reasons. You don't have enough processors, and the other reason is, even if you did have enough processors, it will be incredibly inefficient because of the very high communication overhead. Remember, we found the communication overhead went down, like in, say, in two dimensions, 1 over the square root of the number of points in each processor. So if you have 1 point, square root of 1 is a pretty big number, and typically you have more like 10,000 points in a realistic problem in each processor, so you reduce the communication overhead. So any real problem always has more than one point. However, so the conceptually, these fundamental sort of physical entities or virtual processors do represent the natural unit of parallelism. And so a template is this abstract space of virtual processors, or what it's called here somewhat peculiarly, index positions. And a template is defined as just like an array. So you define a template here as a 1 or 2-dimensional array. And you can, so it just looks like that. Now, a template, at least in most implementations, would take no space, because it's just a conceptual thing. It just says that for this problem, let's take the case here of T1000, if I took a Laplace equation in one dimension, which is just d squared f dx squared, some second order differential equation, and with 1,000 grid points, then the template for that problem is the one dimensional template T1000. If I take Laplace's equation as we went through it with a 16 by 16 grid, the natural template is T(16, 16). It has one entry for every fundamental entity. Now, a template, it's just, if you like, labeling the virtual processors. We're going to, associated with each virtual processors, we're going to have quantities.